USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is bolstering his legal team for his impeachment trial set to begin on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
President Trump adding Kenneth Starr, Alan Dershowitz, and Robert Ray to the team that will be headed up by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Starr led the investigation of now former President Bill Clinton, impeached by the House and acquitted by the Senate. Ray was also involved in that case, and Dershowitz is a longtime well-known legal scholar. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Snow and ice is causing potentially dangerous travel conditions in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, dumping up to a foot of snow in some places. Meanwhile, ice and freezing rain are causing headaches for some drivers in the panhandle of Texas and New Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The State Department says the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign against Iran is working. During a briefing, Special Representative Brian Hook says the Iranian regime is in a deep economic crisis.
The Iranian people have now sent us over 88,000 tips through the tip line that the Secretary established back in November. We use this information to expose the criminality of the regime and to hold violators accountable.
With the impeachment trial of President Trump set for Tuesday, many Democrats are calling for witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham is not a fan, citing executive privilege.
Now they want John Bolton to come forward in the Senate to destroy executive privilege. Any president would claim executive privilege over the testimony of their National Security Advisor. They didn't even subpoena Bolton, and they're expecting us, Republicans, to destroy President Trump's privilege.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Ukrainian foreign minister is dismissing Lev Parnev, who says that President Trump personally directed an effort to ask Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden, saying he's never met him, nor does he trust anything he says.
It's all Ukrainian media as well, today and yesterday. And strangely enough, my name was not mentioned, although I'm Minister of Foreign Affairs. And frankly, I never spoke with this individual. And again, frankly, I don't trust any word he is now saying.
The foreign minister speaking there on CNN. President Trump is hosting the LSU Tigers at the White House on Friday.
Today, it's about the coach and the team and that unbelievable quarterback, unbelievable players. It's really my great privilege to welcome to the White House the college football national champions, the Louisiana State University Tigers.
During a White House ceremony, the president says LSU has great players and coaches. LSU defeated Clemson Monday night in New Orleans, 42-25. President Trump also praises LSU quarterback Joe Burrow.
60 touchdowns. I've never even heard of that. 60. In a single season, averaging a touchdown every quarter, and won the Heisman Trophy by the largest margin in the history of the Heisman Trophy.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.